What three principles can you learn from martial arts to transform your daily life? Martial arts are renowned for not just their self-defense teachings, but also for how they are a catalyst for character-building qualities such as discipline, resilience, mindfulness, self-defense as a state of mind, respect, balance, and adaptability.
If you want to build a warrior's physique and a zen work-life balance so you can lead your family, by example, why not subscribe to my new free newsletter? Join 1,000 dads getting one actionable training system each week. Go to warriordadwisdom.com/newsletter.
Now, many think martial arts is just a physical practice, but don't realize their power for personal growth outside of the physical movements. It truly is a practice which needs to be felt and not just heard. So I encourage you not just to listen today, but do something with the principles you're about to learn so you can live your life like a great dad who's on his path to master his body and mind. It's been the most powerful practice in my life, and I hope that you can feel the same too after listening today and applying the principles. Principle number one is discipline, so you can cultivate consistency and focus. To be great at something, discipline is a given. In fact, it's just the bare minimum. But without a foundation of discipline, the other pieces of the puzzle which need to be worked on will not matter. And this is where I see a lot of dads sweating the small stuff like, oh, what supplement should I take? Or what snacks can I eat in the day? Whereas the kind of questions you should be asking yourself are, how can I be more consistent? What behaviors do I need to change so that I am always disciplined? Martial arts has discipline embedded at its core. As when they were created, the stakes were high. They were built for war and for combat, and it was a matter of life and death. And when it comes to life and death, you can't afford to be undisciplined, inconsistent, or unfocused. And although it's no longer a matter of living or dying, you need to rewire your relationship with yourself so that you act as if your lack of discipline is a life or death situation. And when training in martial arts, discipline is front and center, and a good teacher will instill this from day one. They will go about showing you the way, the path, and the exact steps to take so that you get to your goals in a simpler fashion. And discipline manifests itself in many ways in martial arts, but especially in the refinement of technique. The old school way was to drill and drill and drill, attacking and defending techniques, combinations or forms until you couldn't do them anymore due to exhaustion. And the modern way, yes, it still uses drills, but it focuses a little bit more on quality over quantity. There's merit in both approaches, and it's why I blend both to get the best results with the dads I work with. And this is in terms of their body transformation, but also development of their martial arts and personal growth too. Being disciplined with your training has the biggest carryover. And when you say you'll train, do it. When you say you'll push yourself and complete the training session with your full effort, do it. Discipline translates to everything in your life improving. It's why people who are accomplished martial artists have a certain energy about them. You know that they are men of action, men whose word is their bond, and you trust. You would trust them to go to war with you, but also to play with your kids. In a word, their discipline translates into integrity, where their thoughts and actions are in complete harmony. And on the other side of you being more disciplined are the goals, the desires, and the life that you want to unlock. It's just waiting for you if you're ready to do the work. Better fitness, more confidence, abundant energy, even more money, it's all there and available to be unlocked when you're simply willing. Think about it, when you can be more disciplined, if it's with your work, is it with your training, nutrition, sleep, being present with the kids, being more intentional with your wife and her needs, whatever it may be, describe clearly how you can be more disciplined and the exact ways that you will and need to change. Now, commit to said behavioral changes one at a time, starting with the one which will give you the most benefit in return. Principle number two is resilience, so that you can successfully confront challenges and adversity. You, me, or nobody is gonna hit as hard as life, but it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward, how much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Rocky Balboa. Now this Rocky quote has literal meaning in martial arts, like when you're in a fight or sparring, but this can be applied to your life too, and from the martial arts practices you embark on. The very path of going from student to master in martial arts is a hard one that most aren't willing to walk. It's a tough discipline, but the rewards are high. And to get anywhere close to good, it takes practice, effort, and lots of resilience. My dad was a stickler for great technique. I remember he always used to emphasize technique, speed, and aggression when he was teaching, and usually in that order too. And I don't remember asking him why as a young kid, but it always just made sense to me. And I truly believe this is how I became obsessed with the details, the bigger picture, and striving towards my best potential at such a young age. You know the saying, practice makes perfect, but it's not true. Practice just makes you a little bit better each time. And like anything worth having in life, it takes practice and therefore it takes time. The same goes for life too, and martial arts is a great way to simulate this need for struggle in your life, which then results in the resilient self that you need to conquer whatever daily challenges you face. Most men nowadays, they don't have any physical struggle in their life, apart from health problems caused by modern times and lifestyles. Now I'm talking about any real physical challenge which pushes them to become their best physically. They're not farming or hunting their food, building their homes, or even teaching their children. Hey, if you haven't already, why not subscribe to my free newsletter? Join 1,000 plus dads getting one actionable training system each week. Go to warriordadwisdom.com/newsletter. This episode is brought to you by FitRoots, where we help dads like you to build a warrior's physique and a zen work-life balance so you can lead your family by example. Go to warriordadwisdom.com/start to begin your transformation with us. Thanks so much, and let's get back to the episode. Now, you have to take it upon yourself to willingly engage in a path which has character building as part of its core, like martial arts. And having a stronger relationship with resilience will help you to deal with setbacks, challenges, and your own shortcomings with a calm and composed demeanor. There's the classic case of someone who's down and out, feeling sad and sorry for themselves comes to mind. I'm not saying you should never feel like this, by the way, but the difference between those who are resilient and not is how quickly they bounce back from these temporary setbacks. Depression, anxiety, and stress are not inherently bad for you. They're actually opportunities for growth and for reflection. It's a message that something is not working for you. So you must simply choose how you face your inner demon. Become more closely acquainted with resilience or your lack of it and face it head on. Think about where and when in your life you're putting off doing something because you're scared, you're unsure, anxious, or even unwilling. Now ask yourself, why are you acting in that way? Usually, a fear of what might happen or what won't happen is the cause, but your lack of resilience is what stops you from pulling the trigger to remedy the problem. Instead, become solution-oriented and not problem-oriented in your life, using this principle of resilience from martial arts, and you won't have to run away from your problems ever again. Principle number three is mindfulness, to allow you to live in the present moment. There's so much talk of meditation and mindfulness in the modern health space, and I don't believe it's the right approach. Meditation and mindfulness without action is irrelevant. I believe there is value in static meditation, but I never practiced it myself until I started doing yoga around 15 years old, and I stopped it about 10 years ago. And I appreciated the benefits it gave me, but I didn't feel like it was something I was missing out on by not doing it. But this is due to me having my martial arts practice as my meditation. It's what I like to call an active meditation. So the lesson is that you simply need something which puts you into a state where you are conscious of your thoughts, actions, and movements. And I believe that martial arts and active forms of meditation are far more efficient for that than static meditations. Although it's not a case of either or, and you can definitely do both for maximal benefits. It's what I regularly see with men, that they have this natural aversion to static meditation, and it's because that's not what they need right now. They need something active. Initially, you need a practice which is mindful by its nature, but it gets you moving, it gets the energy flowing through your body rigorously instead. And something like martial arts does this very well. I remember asking my Wing Chun Sifu, who's actually a master blender of other martial arts, Sam, if he meditates, and he said he sees his martial arts practice as a form of meditation, and that if he practices properly with focus, concentration, and being present, it's just as good as any static meditation. And if you are not present in martial arts, you will get punched in the face more often in sparring, you'll forget the combination you're practicing, and all the nuances you need to work on, and you'll even not realize you're doing something very wrong in something as fundamental as your fighting stance. Being in a mindful state is really about solving a challenge that is the most pressing to you right now and that is affecting you immediately. Ip Chun, the son of Ip Man, the famed Wing Chun grandmaster, said, "A student's mentality in learning martial arts is to overcome one's problems." So, let's go through some ways that you can cultivate mindfulness in your daily life with these principles in mind. Take a moment to see what is your most pressing health and fitness problem right now. For example, let's say you want to lose 20 pounds of fat or build 10 pounds of lean muscle, but you've been struggling. Otherwise, you would have done it already, right? But by most pressing, I mean the one that you think about the most, the one that affects you the most, where the symptoms of being in that state affect more moments than you'd like it to. Now, take stock of some key simple actions you can take to fight off this weakness from you in the present moment, starting today, not tomorrow or next week, but right now. In doing this simple exercise, you've taken the problem that's on your mind to the forefront of it and said to yourself, well, how will you combat it? An increase in mindfulness like this enhances your awareness, and that contributes to your overall well-being as you become acutely aware of your pains in life and what you are willing to do to fix them. Now, it's time to begin embodying these three principles in your everyday life. Ask yourself, how can you be more disciplined, more resilient, and mindful over the next 24 hours? Ask and act accordingly and see what difference it makes in such a short time frame. I'll wrap this up with one of my favorite insights on the value of martial arts from Miyamoto Musashi, the great samurai. The true science of martial arts means practicing them in such a way that they will be useful anytime, and to teach them in such a way that they will be useful in all things. Thank you for listening to this episode of Warrior Dad Wisdom. Can you find just one dad you think this would add value to and share it with them? I'd really appreciate it as it grows the show, but more importantly, it shows that you are adding value to the people that you care about. And if you have any questions, feel free to message me on Instagram at Coach Aiden Lee, and all resources and links for this episode will be in the show notes below. And remember, it's time to regain balance and maintain order, my fellow warriors.